Abraham was tested by God in the most extreme manner imaginable. Why? Abraham had been loyal and faithful to God for some time. Abraham had been obedient and had followed God's commands and his requests. And he was close to God, praying to him daily, speaking with him face to face. God had made his covenant already with Abraham, promising that his offspring will be as numerous as the stars. And the land between Egypt and the Euphrates will belong to them. And they will grow and will be fruitful and become a mighty nation. So why this test? Why did God wait for Abraham to bind his son Isaac and then to grasp the knife in his hand before stopping him from this bloody sacrifice? After God stops Abraham, there would be no more human sacrifice as a test of faith. Yet, according to a biblical timeline that I often refer to, some 2,500 years later, God would allow his only son in human form as one of us, Jesus the Christ, to be killed and sacrificed for us and for the sins of the world. The Lamb of God sacrificed for all humankind. Peter the Apostle was tested. His faith in Jesus pushed to the limit. He did take his sword in his hand and defended his Lord and Master to the point of blood. Yet Peter would deny knowing Jesus three times later that early morning and would weep bitterly for failing the test. And when the resurrected Jesus appears to Peter and the other disciples, this is in John chapter 21, he asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Each time Peter humbly answers, "Lord, you know that I love you." Three times Peter declares his love for Jesus. And isn't it as if each answer, each "I love you, Lord," erases a denial? This is Christ as forgiver, as healer, forgiver of our sins and our errors, and for those times when we fall short of the grace and mercy of God. Jesus forgives us and loves us even when we fall short on those tests of faith that come up in our lives. How does God test us? Thanks be to God, we are not tested as Abraham was, because we have a new covenant through Jesus Christ, who was the actual sacrifice. God did follow through with his blood shed for our sake. And all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. We may not be tested as Abraham was, but we are tested. Our faith is challenged. We are at times faced with decisions we must make, and we're not fully sure if they are the way that we choose is right or not. Are our choices in accordance with what God desires of us? Do they align with God's will? How do we know? What we have best at our disposal is the example of Jesus Christ. We are not perfect. We are not always good and righteous, and God knows it. And through His Son, Jesus Christ, we are loved, we are forgiven, and in who we grow in faith and knowledge, we experience some pain, some scars, and hope, and healing, and then joy. That's Psalm 13, isn't it? Listen to verse 2. How long shall I have grief in my heart? Verse 5. But I put my trust in your mercy. And then just later after that, my heart is joyful because of your saving help. That's not just Psalm 13 in those short 6 verses, but it's also life. Challenges, pain, grief, hope, healing, and then joy. And then repeat and repeat. Our hope is that with each challenge, with each test, we learn something new and grow stronger in our knowledge of life and in ourselves, and we grow in faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, loving and gracious God, we ask you to bless us, your little ones. We desire joy and delight in knowing that we are in your care. O God Almighty, we are thankful for your offering of redemption on earth through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Bless your word in us. Give us courage to serve you in all circumstances, even when we find it bitterly hard. We will honor you and we will endure. And may all things happen according to your will on earth as in heaven. Amen.